Everybody, and welcome back to the Passion Podcast. So good to be back with you. It's been too long since we've been together, and I don't know where you are today, but I hope you're doing amazing. It's St. Patrick's Day. It's a Thursday. We're coming to you from First Mariner Arena in downtown Baltimore, Maryland, where the And If Our God Is For Us tour has landed tonight with the Wren Collective, my friend Chris Tomlin, and myself, Christy Knuckles, and crew. And we're fired up about it. This tour has been amazing so far. This is about stop number 16, and we are always excited about being in Baltimore, the greater Northern Virginia, D.C. area tonight. I think it's going to be outstanding and spectacular, but just want to say hello to you wherever you are. It is incredibly beautiful, springtime, warm, sunny St. Patty's Day here in Baltimore. And if you're somewhere around the world and you don't have a clue what St. Patrick's Day is all about, hey, the Wren Collective guys that are with us opening every night, this little band from Ireland, they're from Belfast, just north of that, Northern Ireland, said, hey, we don't even celebrate St. Patrick's Day back in Ireland. It's hardly even talked about. And I'm like, really? Because we go nuts here. People wearing green all over downtown Baltimore today. Everybody has a chance and a reason to celebrate tonight. And I don't know what's up with that, but I'll come back to St. Patty's in just a minute. I just want to say, so glad to be back with you guys. It's been a while. So much is going on in the Passion Movement. Actually, a ton of stuff is happening. We're 15 days away from Passion Fort Worth. So if you're out in the Southwest, you'll hear about that in a little bit. We're celebrating the release of Passion Here For You, our latest project that came out from Atlanta, the live music from Passion 2011 Atlanta, 4 days that still rock in my world, and I hope rock in yours, and I hope wherever you're listening to this podcast today, you're still carrying the name wherever you are right now to the people that you're around, because that's the plan. That's the whole idea. And so if you do not know that Passion Here For You is out, you might be the last person on planet Earth that would be around the Passion Movement, and so let me be the first to tell you, we're thrilled about the album being out. And all those amazing songs that God just brought forth and birthed for Passion 2011 Atlanta, Fountains and Waiting Here For You, Symphony, Carry the Name, Crowder's Sometimes, and on and on and on. I'm forgetting three or four great songs on there, but just an incredible album. It's everywhere, and thank you guys for getting behind it and helping us push it out there to the world. You did a great job last week. It came out a week ago Tuesday. We got the results yesterday, and of course, it landed at number one on the Christian charts, which we kind of thought it might, but the cool thing was it landed at number 11 on the Billboard Top 200 charts for the week. So I just want to say thank you guys for helping us carry his name and carrying it all the way up to that spot, dropping it and landing this thing as it debuted right in there at number 11 of all the albums that are out in the world. And that's just a really cool thing to think that this Jesus movement, you know, this passion movement, this generation of Jesus followers is staking their place right there at number 11. And charts aren't the end of the day. You know that, and I know that. Numbers, positioning, and all that stuff. It's not really what it's all about. But it is kind of cool, you have to say, to know that the Passion album sitting right in there and representing the one that we believe is worth everything right in the middle of it all. So if you haven't gotten a hold of it, what can I say? You need to get over to iTunes right now and check it out. You want to get the deluxe edition on iTunes. That's the best one of all the options. That's going to get you the 12 songs on the physical CD, which, you know, it's not that many of those floating around anymore in the world. Most people are buying music digitally somehow. And that's why we put our energy in the digital CD. So if you go to iTunes, get the deluxe CD, you're going to get the 12 songs on the album. You're going to get three bonus songs, one of which is Charlie Hall's Constant, which was one of the releases that we did on Digital All Access. To everybody who got a hold of one of those, you're going to get Tomlin and Lecrae's version of Our God from the opening, which people are really loving. And by the way, the Lecrae thing just blowing you away. If you don't have the album yet, I don't want to really spoil it for you, but Track 5 is pretty special, and that's all I'm going to say. So you're also going to get the last message from the conference, little photo video. And so the deluxe thing is what you want to get. It's got All To Us on it. Great, great songs, 15 songs, plus other stuff as well. Go to iTunes today. Gift it to a friend. Be generous. Share the music with somebody. And away to go. And let us know how you're feeling about it. I know you're a Facebook generation. You can always find us there at Passion 268 Generation. That's where we live on Facebook. But we're kind of pushing for the future as well and trying to invite the university age wave onto Twitter with us. And so you can find us there, Passion 268, at Passion 268. That's where we are on Twitter. Come drop us just a little short tweet and tell us what you're thinking about the CD and how you're feeling about the music. That'd be really, really cool. So that was happening. That's been going on. So much has been going on around our world. Passion City Church is going crazy. So much happening with that right now. We've been in Australia. We've been in New Zealand. We've been on this tour, 16 cities around the country. We hosted LIFT, a worship leader collective, which was just one of the most powerful weekends that any of us have been a part of. Recorded a brand new live Matt Redman album at LIFT with almost 1,000 worship leaders from 33 states and Canada. Incredible weekend in Atlanta, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. I'm forgetting a few of the other things we've done. So forgive us for not podcasting a little bit more frequently, but that's what's been going on. Just incredibly excited to be with you guys today, St. Patrick's Day. I mentioned that, and I don't know if you know too much about that, but of course, St. Patrick's Day is celebrating the life of a guy named Patrick who has a pretty amazing history. You can find him on, you can go just look him up anywhere you want to. But he obviously comes from Irish roots, and he's got a life of faith and the story of faith of really wanting to make Jesus known in his generation. And we're talking about way back in the day. But I just wanted to bring to you today, because it's pretty amazing, St. Patrick's breastplate. And if you don't know what this is about, it's a prayer that's been traditionally attached to him. It's a really long, beautiful prayer that really speaks to the heart of what the Passion Movement's all about. But I just want to bring you a little bit of it today. This is getting down toward the end. And it's just all about Christ, really. And he's coming to the middle section, and he says, "Christ has shielded me today against poison, against burning, against drowning, against wounding, so that there may come to me abundance of reward." And then here's the kind of the classic section of it. He says, "Christ with me. Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I rise, Christ in the heart of every man who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, Christ in every eye that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me." And that's just the heart of what this day's all about. I know it's turning into a big pub and bar celebration across America tonight, and everybody's going to get completely hammered. But at the heart of it is a guy of faith, a guy wanting to be a voice for Christ in his generation, a guy living, you know, centuries and centuries and centuries and centuries ago, who's saying it's all about Jesus. I want him to be in me, around me. I want him to be with me on the right and the left. And everyone who thinks of me, I want him to think of Jesus. Everyone who talks about me, I want them to end up talking about Jesus. Everyone that sees me, I want them to end up seeing Jesus. And everyone that hears me, I want them to ultimately end up hearing the voice of the Son of God. So that's my prayer for all of us today. And we're going to pray together in just a bit. This podcast is being recorded, as you know, in mid-March. And just a few days ago, tremendous suffering, tragedy struck the northern coast of Japan, as this earthquake-created tsunami just came crashing into the lives of people and has left such a path of brokenness and loss and sorrow in its wake. And so when we come back, I just want to rally us around praying for Japan, and then I want to talk to you a little bit about what's on the horizon for us. So leading us into the break, I just want to give you a little taste of Here For You. And if you've already been rocking the album, you've probably had this up loud enough to do damage to the sound system or your headphone speakers. But this is Set Free with Chris Tomlin and Matt Redman, and I encourage you just to go for it. celebrate. Don't know where you are right now, in public or private, but hey, nobody's stopping you from just enjoying. So this is a little bit of Set Free. I'll be back with you guys from Baltimore, Maryland in just a couple of minutes. Welcome back to the Passion Podcast. That's Set Free, and what a rocking anthem. Come on, come on now. We got a new song. I love it. And we also got a huge hearts for the whole world. And you guys know Do Something Now has been front and center with Passion for the last 4 or 5 years now, and absolutely still is today. In fact, great news for you guys. If you haven't been to a Passion gathering, you're not on your way to Fort Worth in a few weeks, which I hope you are. Do Something Now has come to the masses, and you can just check out DoSomethingNow.com. It's our new web face. We used to be 1MillionCan.com, and then the subline was Do Something Now. So we've just inverted that really to make Do Something Now the main face of Passion's worship and justice. And so DoSomethingNow.com just relaunched about 2 weeks ago. There's new causes there. If you just want to get involved with reaching out, touching the lives of the last and the least of these, you can check it out. But also, there's a little banner on there for Japan Relief. We're partnering with Samaritan's Purse. We've seen firsthand the amazing work that they've done in Haiti. These guys are almost always the first people on the scene. They're the first people on the ground, literally extending the hands of Jesus to people in the greatest need in the world. And so our goal, I think we launched maybe 2 days ago, the goal of $10,000. We passed that in the first few hours. And now we're on our way to a goal of $20,000. And maybe you're hearing this weeks later, months later, I don't know. But the need, I'm telling you, in Japan is going to be huge long into the future. So if it's not Japan Relief even, come over to DoSomethingNow.com. Join the movement. Don't just be a bystander, because the story is amazing. Since 2007, when we launched the Do Something Now initiative at Passion 07, students, and I know other people, adults, volunteers, and folks like me and some of you guys who are not necessarily 18 to 25, but primarily students, have been able to redirect over $5 million to local and global causes to touch the lives of people, to lift them up out of poverty, to give them a hope, to allow them to realize their dreams, to break the bonds of injustice and the chains of slavery on their lives. And we just want to keep it going. I mean, that is an amazing story in and of itself. And it's not enough just to hear the story and say, wow, that's incredible. You can be a part of the story. And I just really want to encourage you to do that. The whole idea of Do Something Now is that together we're a force for good. None of us can do it all by ourselves. But each one of us doing our part can certainly make a difference in his name. So I want to invite you to lean in with us. Japan is heavy on everyone's hearts today. And, you know, it's not any different than the tsunamis that struck in Southeast Asia a few years ago. But just so happens there are a lot of closed-circuit cameras all throughout Japan. And so we're seeing the footage of a lot of the devastation as these massive amounts of water crashed into the coastline and literally swept away villages, swept away cities, swept away families, swept away thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And we are engaged, heart, soul, praying, mindful. You know, Japan is big on our hearts, and We've been in Tokyo the last couple of years twice with the Passion World Tour, and we've said it on this podcast many times, but the Japanese people are the second largest unreached people group in the world. So you don't have to be in some remote village to be an unreached people group. You don't have to be somewhere where there's no technology to be an unreached people group. And the culture of Japan is a very tight-knit and a very closed culture, and the penetration of the gospel just hasn't really come to full force there, especially in the last generation. And they're just millions upon millions, 10 millions upon 10 millions of people there who've never heard the story of the grace of Jesus. And so that's already been heavy on our hearts. And now to see the loss, the brokenness, and the suffering that's come to these precious people is really almost more than the human heart can bear. And so we're just trusting the Lord for his kindness and his mercy. We're engaging so that we can be a part of rebuilding, of restoring, and we're praying that through all this tragedy, a ray of hope, a ray of light will spring forth, that out of darkness, light will shine, and into death, life will come. And we believe that's God's heart for these people, and so we're praying and hoping that. We got an email that I want to share with you from one of our friends, a part of the Passion 268 generation who lives in Japan. And she didn't really, she wasn't sure about using her name, but her name's Natsuki. And I've mentioned her and talked to you about her many years back on the Passion Podcast. But she came to know Jesus at a leadership conference we did called Thirsty several years ago. And it's a beautiful story of how she came to faith in Jesus, came to that conference totally, you know, not really knowing what it was about to have a personal relationship with Jesus, and met him in that moment, didn't even speak English. And so she didn't hear the gospel. She just sensed the presence of God during a communion time that we were having where we were worshiping around the table. And the Spirit of God quickened her heart, and she put her faith in Jesus. It's a really powerful story. But since then, she's come to study in America. She's been at Passion events, regional events up in Boston. She's been at Passion events in Tokyo, and we've seen her over the years. But she sent an email to us, and of course, you know, when you live in a situation like that, you wonder if anybody else around the world's paying attention. So it's interesting. Her opening line says, "I'm writing this because I want to share something. You may already know what's happening now in Japan." You know, it's just interesting. We think it's the news. It's a soundbite. It's on CNN, Fox News, our local news. It's on internet. It's on, you know, we pop our computers on, our home screen lands on wherever it does. We see a little blurb about Japan. But sometimes when you're in the middle of that, you wonder, does the world know what's happening here? So she goes on to say, "I've never experienced like this before," and I'm just going to read it the way she's typed it instead of trying to correct everything. "It is terrible, especially for people in north of Japan. Although Tokyo is okay so far, it's not usual life at all. We still have strong aftershock a lot. Many people have fear for the future. Informations are messed up, and people try to keep food in the stores or lack of food. But the biggest problem is too many Japanese don't know there's still hope because they don't even know who Jesus is. After the big earthquake, I prayed, quote, 'I'm okay to die and be with you in heaven, or if it's the time Jesus come, it's okay for me. But it's not okay for my family, my friends, and too many Japanese. So please wait and give us time to share the gospel. I didn't work enough for it. Please wait.' It was a reminder for Christian around me that we do not know how much rest of time we have. When I see this situation, no wonder if Jesus come. If we have more time, nothing is wrong to be ready for it. We just don't know when or where. I pray this would be awakening for Christians in this world. In our hearts, Lord, in this nation, awakening. Holy Spirit, we desire awakening. For you and you alone, awake my soul and sing. For the world you love, your will be done. Let your will be done in me. In your presence," she goes on, "in your power, awakening. For this moment, for this hour, awakening. Like the rising sun that shines, from the darkness comes a light. I hear your voice, and this is my awakening." She continues, "To be honest, even in this situation, I have fear to share the gospel to people. I know I'm such an unfaithful Christian and have had such a lack of love. Please pray for people who are in North, people who are missing, and Christian in here to have power to share the gospel and let non-Christian know who Jesus is. And there is hope in God. I can say I have hope in God. I give my life to Him. So I live for Him and die for Him. Our God is greater and stronger than any other. And then she just asks us to share this with people and signs it in Christ. And it's just such a personal, tangible touch, you know, that A, the Passion Movement is a global movement. So it's not just kids in Tennessee and kids in Florida and kids in Michigan and kids in Arizona, but it's a global movement. And so one of our own who feels like she's a part of our movement is writing back to us and saying, hey, please pray for us. One, that the Christians in Japan would wake up and realize that time is short and that we would have boldness to share the gospel. And I think we all want to pray that over our own lives as well. What's happened in Christchurch, New Zealand, what's happened to the floods in Queensland, what's happened with this earthquake now in Japan, it's going to happen all around the world, and sooner or later it's going to happen to you, and sooner or later it's going to happen to me, and we're all going to be saying what Natsuki's saying, which is, Lord, why didn't I share Jesus with more boldness and more urgency with people? So would you just join me right now, and could we just knit our hearts together, and could we just lift up Japan? I just want to strongly encourage you not to turn away from Japan. I want to encourage you not to be a product of an oversaturated, overhyped up Western media news cycle where for 5 days or 10 days it's Charlie Sheen, and then for the next 5 or 10 days it's Japan, and the next 5 or 10 days it's going to be Tunisia or Libya or Egypt or Bahrain or the next story, but then it's just going to move on to the next story and the next story and the next story. And I just want to encourage you not to turn away from Japan. I want to encourage us as a Western church not to turn away from Japan, to do everything we can to help put our arms around these dear people and say, you are loved and valued by the people of the world. Humanity feels knit to you in these days. But to then take that further step to say, Lord, how can we be a part of bringing the story of Jesus to this dark nation so that, as this email asked, that awakening would come and from the darkness a light would shine. And so can we do that right now? Can you just, wherever you are, in your car, sitting in class, in the library, studying at home, at work, wherever you are, can we just take some time and knit our faith together? You know, that's biblically strong. We can form like one of our little passion triangles right here on the podcast. And just think about the people who are standing with you right now, people in Europe and South America, and people all over the West, and people north of the equator and south of the equator, and we're all linked together in faith, and we're saying, dear Jesus, please know that we care about these people. Please know that our hands are open today to give anything and everything you ask of us, that we can pour back into their lives. I know we can never replace what they've lost. I know we can't really even understand what they've lost today, but give us grace, Lord, to open our hands to them and open our lives and our hearts to them. And we pray in the name of the Son of the living God that grace and mercy would fall on Japan. And we ask you by the power of your Holy Spirit that you would awaken your church around the world to come with the story of hope so that people will know that when the winds blow and when the earth shakes and when everything is lost, that those who are holding on to you, Jesus, will still have eternity. And they'll have everything that they need. And so we pray for Natsuki. We pray for the generation of young believers in Japan that this would stir them, Lord, to action. That this really wouldn't be a short-term awakening, but it would be a long-term change of heart, of outlook. And we ask you that you'd give wisdom to the people who are trying to solve these dilemmas, who are trying to shut down these nuclear power plants, who are trying to find the lost, who are trying to create safety and order so that people can begin to move forward. And we pray over the leadership of Japan, wisdom. We pray guidance from you, Lord, from above. We pray the hand of God on every official, every person who is engaged in any point of responsibility. And we pray for the church there, Lord. Pray for our friends at the churches in Tokyo. And we pray, Lord, that they would have domino influence out into the cities of the north And we pray that those who love you, Jesus, would feel empowered in these days to reach out with hope. And we ask all this in the name and for the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah, amen. Amen. Thank you guys so much for leaning together like that. I'm just going to take us back to Passion Here For You. Waiting Here For You is the song we're going to play just a little of, just to help us know that we're here with our hands lifted high, waiting on God to do what only He can do, but we're available. That's what the hands lifted high part says, is here we are. We're available, we're open, we're ready for you, Lord. So this is Waiting Here For You from the album Passion Here For You, and I'll be back to wrap up the podcast in just a couple of minutes. Absolutely love that song. Christy has been singing it every night on the tour that we're on, and just amazing, powerful. I love it. So here's the story. If you don't know about Passion Fort Worth, it's 15 days from right now. That means you got 2 weeks to get your crew together. Looks like it probably will sell out, but there is room for you. There's room for whoever you want to bring with you right now. And you can register at 268generation.com. Just click on Passion 2011, go to the Fort Worth section, and it's going to be incredible. 3 days, Friday, all day Saturday, Sunday. Piper, Francis Chan, myself, our crew of guys leading worship with somebody that I can't mention because of another commitment in the Metroplex, but you're going to love that little special musical guest we have as well. Can't say who that is right now on the podcast, but just telling you, you don't want to miss it. But it's going to be an incredible time. Do Something Now is going to be front and center. So if you're coming, that means towels and socks. And I know in Atlanta, a lot of people are like, I didn't know. So all through the 4 days of Passion Atlanta, there was a run on every Target and Walmart and every other place you could buy a bath towel or a pair of socks anywhere near downtown Atlanta. So if you are coming to Fort Worth, come on. Will you help us out, and will you start spreading the word? Tell your friends on the way. Bring a bath towel. Bring a pair of socks. Going to be obviously a little bit less than half as many people in Fort Worth as there was in Atlanta, but we still believe you guys can come through with something really special. So that's going on. We're going to be working on a translation for an unreached people group in Mali, West Africa, and we are taking on the pledge of translating 90 stories of scripture, the first scripture ever translated for this unreached people group, into their heart language at a cost of $240,000. So we're expecting great things from you guys that are going to be in Fort Worth, and that's going to be front and center. And then we've got another Do Something Now cause that we'll let you know about once you get there, where we can really put our hands together, put our hearts together, do something for seeing a city come back to life again, and they really do need our help. And so just come prepared. If you're coming to Fort Worth, bring a little extra cash for whatever you want to do, whatever you want to eat, but also bring money that you can put into the story of seeing God lift up the last and least of these around the world. We hope that you're going to be a part of it. And then you'll hear us talking a whole lot later. We want to get to Fort Worth first. Passion 2012 at the Dome is going on. Registration's already open. It's already going crazy. But we're not thinking about that today. We're thinking about Fort Worth, Texas. We're remembering all of you thousands of guys rolling out of Atlanta with the Fort Worth wristband on. A lot of you still got them on. Most of them have bit the dust by now. But some of them are still rocking strong. And if that's you, then more power to you. But I've seen broken ones that are Bible bookmarkers are hanging on rear view mirrors. They're taped on bathroom mirrors, and people are remembering to pray. So I know a lot of prayer is going into Passion Fort Worth, and a lot of faith and belief is surrounding our days there. So thank you for that. Keep it up. Keep praying. We're trusting God for every bit as much as what we experienced in Atlanta and then some, because He is the God of the past and He is the God of the future, but He's also the God of the present, and He's as real right in this present moment as He's ever been in the past. And He's as real right now in this present moment as He's ever going to be in the future. There's not more of God coming. There wasn't more of God in the day. He's as real as He is right now. Christ is as real as he is right in this moment. Present tense, wherever you are, whatever you're doing right now. So lean into that. And that's what we're believing for as we head to Passion Fort Worth. We're really expecting something special is going to happen there. So don't forget, Passion here for you. Make sure you're on board. If you haven't downloaded a copy already, it's waiting for you to iTunes right now. Let's keep praying for Japan. Visit DoSomethingNow.com. Join the cause. I'd love to see a post-Passion podcast bump in the giving there, because I'm looking for a generation of people who don't just hear and go, yeah, wow, that's cool or that's sad, but people who hear and go, I'm going to be a part of that. I can't give but $5 right now, but I'm giving $5 because 100,000 people giving $5 is a big step up for the people of the world. We can do it together. Love you guys so much. Baltimore, if you're coming out tonight, it's going to be incredible to see you. Hershey, Pennsylvania tomorrow night. Going to be awesome, rocking it up in the Amish countryside. That'll be pretty exciting. And then Cincy on Saturday, Passion City Church at the Tabernacle on Sunday night, communion. And the second part of our series, which is just absolutely doing my heart so much good, the culture of the kingdom, talking about honor on Sunday night. And just can't wait to get to the second part of this series. Started out with humility last Sunday night, and humility and honor, the culture of the kingdom of God, the posture of the kingdom of God, the language of the kingdom of God. So if you're not plugged into that, by the way, it's at Passion City on Twitter, and that's how you can follow what's going on there. If you're in the Atlanta area, obviously, and you're not already serving somewhere with all your heart, then, man, come join forces with us. We're excited about what's ahead. I'll be back with you guys. I'm sure Fort Worth, Texas, you'll be hearing from me on the Passion Podcast. But until then, let's band together. Let's carry the name. And let's believe for great things. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.